I'm with Paxton Dahmer, National Vice President here at National FFA. Thanks for talking with me. And I guess I just want to ask you, what has your experience been like this pandemic year?
Yeah, it's such an interesting year to serve as a national officer. The pandemic creates a trying time for everyone. And when you take an in-person experience as a national officer and try and create a virtual or hybrid experience with that, there are a lot of challenges that are associated with that. But this year has been unlike any other for that reason, because we've had to get creative and find new ways to go about the things that we traditionally do in the standard format. And so this year, my teammates and I moved in January 6th to Indianapolis. And we actually lived here for 3.5 months before we got the chance to do any traveling as a national officer. So about mid-April, up until mid-April, we did everything virtually on Zoom, and then we had the opportunity to pick up and travel in the middle of April, and since then we haven't looked back. And so we're pretty blessed to be able to say, while we had an abnormal beginning of the year, the rest of the year's been pretty standard as a national officer, and we're getting to round it out with an enormous convention, so we're very, very grateful and blessed with that.
So you bring up the abnormal year, I guess. What has been the challenges that has gone with that transition period from virtual to in person?
Yeah, you have to rethink the way everything's done. And so it's no secret that throughout the past year, there have been a lot of variances in terms of capacity at different events and facilities. And, you know, that's been trying. When we were planning a convention that brings in nearly 60, 70,000 people from all across the country, it takes a lot of thinking through things, the minute details that really ultimately determine whether or not you can have an event. And so when we looked at planning the National FFA Convention and Expo, can't say enough great things about the team that put that together, because they've worked way over time in order to figure this out and make sure that it's a possibility. But health codes and making sure that we're keeping public health at the forefront of our minds is something that's so essential right now, and something that prior to 2020 we never really had to worry about to that large of an extent. And so it's been interesting, but man, we're so grateful to get to do this, and for the people that have worked behind the scenes to make this possible. We believe that it's going to be a very safe event, a healthy event, and we need this. We need to be back. This is a very exciting time.
Yeah, and I guess, what other, details, did you find that you were looking into that you might not have in the past? I know health is, a biggest one, but are there any others?
Yeah, so last year we held our convention virtually, obviously, and we reached more students than we've ever reached before. And so this year, our goal was to put on a hybrid convention. So we know there are some students that aren't able to travel still for various reasons. And so we want to make sure that this convention is just as much for them as it is for the people that were fortunate enough to gather in Indianapolis. And so we really had to rethink how we did convention. And so we're putting on a hybrid experience. And so, for instance, the virtual Blue Room, which is presented by Microsoft, is actually going on in a virtual format this year rather than the traditional in-person format. That was something that they moved to a virtual format last year and had really great feedback on, and it's something that so many students from across the nation can use that in so many ways. In fact, we actually kept it open a little bit after convention last year so that students could continue to have that immersive experience. So we moved that to a virtual platform, and we kept it a virtual platform this year because we're still reaching those students back home, but also just little ways in how we deliver convention. It's completely streamed on various platforms, including RFD TV, and we're very grateful for that, because I know for example, in my family, I've got grandparents, aunts and uncles that are all unable to travel to Indianapolis that are watching back home, and I know likewise many FFA members across the nation are doing just that. And so we rethought how we did convention so that it can truly be a convention for every student across the nation, not just the ones that were lucky enough to sell enough fruit or to get that golden ticket to come to national convention this year.
All right, Paxton Dahmer, thanks for talking with me today.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, and thanks for joining us for convention. We're excited.
Of course, and I'm Kaylee Foster with National FFA.